Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Spotify Green Room is the live audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and use. Talk to the fans, athletes, insiders in real time. Awesome for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdown, reacting to breaking news. It's a free audio-only social media platform. Almost like an audio version of Twitter where you're following a game around and you're not dealing with trolls and what the hell not. It's basically like being in a bar with your buds or your girls. Whatever genders of friends that you have. You watch the games together, react to all the stuff that's going on. And who knows? Maybe, if you talk to other fans, talk to other fans, you got to talk to other athletes, insiders, executives, athletes. Who knows who shows up at these things? All you need to do is download the app. It's free on the iOS App Store or go to the Google Play Store. Create a profile like your Twitter and join a group. And come in with your spiciest takes. Spotify Green Room. Check it out. All right, guys. Welcome to another Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Walt Harris, your host. Brought to you by the Sports Drink. Howdy-ho. I don't know if that's, the actual, slogan, but whatever. Let's take a look here. Not much really going on in the world of sports. Well, we had that Thursday night game last night, and we had some more injuries, like we always do. I mean, Thursday night games are just a weird, thing in itself. Steelers obviously they have their game coming up, and Ben Roethlisberger is he's supposedly hurt, but he's gonna play hurt. Ben loves to be dramatic about this stuff. But the thing is he didn't look good in his game. He didn't look all that great against the Raiders. And if we're being quite honest, if he's going to be hurt, if he's going to play like shit and continue to be hurt and play like shit, then he needs to probably just finish out this year and just, move on with life's work. And, I was hoping maybe he wouldn't have to deal with this, but when you can't run the ball and... I mean, the offense, for the most part, is just hot garbage. Excuse me, I'm grabbing something on my refrigerator. If you guys want anything, I got some, let's see. I got ribs I'm going to make this weekend. I got some sauerkraut, kielbasa, and pork. Let's see, I got some chicken fries, some eggs. What else do I have in here? Pot stickers, some fruit, hot dogs. Let's see, leftover pork chops. If you want something to drink, I got some Yingling Light, I got some apple juice, some orange juice and whatnot. And excuse if you hear any noises, my gate is being, well actually my landlord's back fence is being repaired. Because, according to my neighbor behind me, the person who, told me my gate slammed into her gate. And I said, okay, well I figured it was her home because, that she owned it, but really it was her landlord who owns it. It's a really nice house, so Lord knows how much in rent she's paying. I mean, I got a good deal in this place, but he hasn't really put any work into this home in probably about a good 20 years. I mean, it was built in 1981 and still looks like it, has all the most original stuff on this house. I mean, the garage door is electric, but I'm not sure when the electric garage doors came out, but I would say the garage was probably at least about 30 years old. I mean, the garage itself is, it's metal and he probably could update things here. But then again, my rent would go up if he would do that. So no, thank you. All right. So let's see. We got, the Big Ben drama is the Big Ben drama. Steelers just, I'm not sure what it's going to be like for this year. I mean, Baltimore, despite injuries, they came off a big win against Kansas City, and I'm not sure what to expect there. You know, for, you know, and plus the Browns are, they rolled over Texans. So, I mean, it's hard to say who's going to come out here because, you know, Baltimore may have, Baltimore kind of got lucky with their win over KC. And the Browns beat the Texans, and Texans gave them a game until Tyrod Taylor got hurt. And so I don't know if you can really say that. You know, it's hard to say how the Browns are. But yeah, I mean, there's not much else really to go off of. I mean, it seems like we've put the Pitt loss to Western Michigan on the back burner. I mean, I think, you know, that's the thing about us Pitt fans is every time Pitt has a shitty loss like this, you know, we have the ability to throw it in the sun eventually and we forget about it. And, you know, I mean, the anger is, you know, it's kind of still there. I mean, you know, we're still pissed off that, you know, the justice were made. And Randy Bates and Narduzzi apologized for it. And I guess they didn't make adjustments fast enough. I mean, how do you not make adjustments fast enough in a game like this? I mean, my guess is they had no idea what to do. And so, you know, that was that. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of is they had no way to react to what was going on. Although it happened last week and, or the week before. But that's pretty much how it is. And yes, there's somebody is selling something out there. But Pitt takes on 3-0 New Hampshire. Yeah, they're 3-0 this year. Who have they beaten so far? Have they faced any 1-8 teams yet? Let's take a look. Let's see. They knocked off Stony Brook 27-21. Towson State 26-14 and Lafayette 19-13. What do I expect for this year? This Saturday, which is it's a new kickoff. Thank God for that. I mean, at least we can get this out of our way again, like we did last time. And hopefully, you know, I mean, I'm not going to go into matchups and whatnot on this game. Here's what I can expect. My expectations is to win this game. I don't care how they do it. If it's 48-41, 21-20, I don't care. Just get the win and move on. Because whatever worked against your defense last week, is New Hampshire's more than likely going to do that this week against you guys until you can stop it. So have fun with that. I think the Pitt passing game should pick up where it's been leaving off. Running game. I said last week the running game would break out, and I'm not going to say it this week. But I'm hoping that there's some sort of movement with the running game this Saturday because you're in game four already, and you have not established a run. And if you still can, then obviously a conversation needs to be held with your offensive personnel, your running backs coach, your offensive line coach, your coordinator. I mean, a big come to Jesus meeting is going to have to be held here because if you're in week four and you still can't run the ball, I mean, ACC play is coming up. So if you're going to go into a conference play without a running game, then you're not going to obviously win a lot of games. But then again, is the Coastal one where things can and will happen. Yeah, because after this they have, Georgia Tech and then Virginia Tech? I believe that's what it was. Let me take a look. And I'm yawning now during my podcast as well. That's how enthused I am to do this. Yeah, Georgia Tech is the week, you know. Yeah, 11 a.m. kickoff at Georgia Tech. Let's take a look. Oh, okay. So Virginia Tech, the kickoff has been determined, or Clemson, Miami, or Duke. The only one that's been determined is North Carolina, 6:30, Central Time kickoff. Soon as maybe if Pitt wins their next two games, you know, New Hampshire and Georgia Tech, they're 4-1. Maybe a primetime matchup against, you know, Virginia Tech at Blacksburg with Enter Sandman. Yeah. I just listened to that song earlier, too. I was listening to some Metallica. Well, I was listening to one, and of course, all this random stuff popped up. So offensively, I'm expecting, you know, the passing and the pickup where I left off. We need some sort of movement from the running game because we have all these running backs and we can't seem to find one that actually can, you know, actually run the ball. I mean, we love Vincent Davis so much. I mean, the other guys must be trash if we can't, you know, if we're with Vincent Davis. The only thing I can think of with Vincent Davis is maybe they trust him more with the ball and with pass, in terms of pass blocking. I have no idea. Also, another thing to look out for Pitt, as I hope, is taking care of the ball more. They turned the ball over 3 times last week. So, I mean, that was a contributor as well. Oh, well, guys, let's get to the rest of the ACC. And let me tell you about Spotify Green Room. It's the live, audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and use. Talk to other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time. It's great for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, right? The breaking news. I mean, imagine if you had a Pitt Twitter green room, you know? All audio only instead of tweeting all the time. Although, I don't know how that would, you know, how that would end for some people, but I would think it'd be fun. I mean, it's like you're joining conversations, you know, news, rumors, and other stuff you can talk about there. I mean, and of course, you know, you have, possibly other insiders coming on, athletes and executives. I mean, and all you got to do is go to the, you know, the iOS App Store, you know, or Play Store, whatever. Create your profile, link your Twitter, join a group, and then just come in with your hot, spicy takes. All right, you guys. Now, let's see what we got here. For the rest of the ACC, Wake Forest and Virginia. Virginia had a disappointing loss to North Carolina last week. Wake has been on a tear. They destroyed Florida State. Wake is a... wait a minute. Wake is a 3.5-point dog at Virginia. I'd go with Wake Forest on this one. Yeah, Wake is, you know... Yeah. I was hoping for Virginia, but after last week's showing, I go with Wake. Syracuse and Liberty... Liberty's a -6.5-point favorite. I was actually going to pick Syracuse, but I forgot it's Liberty. They're a lot better than what... they've been a lot better. I think if you're Syracuse, though, this is an important game to play. It shows what's going on with your team and your program. If Syracuse gets waxed, then, yeah, I would say probably it's pretty much done for Dino Babers. Missouri and Boston College... Boston College is still without Phil Jurkovic, and I'm going with Missouri. I mean, if they had, is Jurkovic still back? Let me see. Let's take a look. Yeah. Jurkovic's still out, so yeah, I'm definitely going Missouri in this one. Richmond and Virginia Tech. The Spiders and the Hokies. I'm going with the Hokies at home. There's no line for that game. Miami and Central Connecticut. Miami's 1-2. They've disappointing start for them. Got to go with the Hurricanes, though. It's Central Connecticut. Clemson, NC State. This was a weird one because last week Clemson struggled. They're -10-point favorite for NC State. I'm going with Clemson this one, although they struggled last week against Georgia Tech. I got to go with them. I'm not really convinced with... NC State hasn't really convinced me a whole lot. Louisville and Florida State. No, this is coming out their Thursday night game, so I'm going with Florida State in this one. I think Mike Norvell gets in the W column. Kansas and Duke... Kansas is 1-2, and Duke's 2-1. Duke surprised me with that win over Northwestern. I didn't think that would happen. Got to go with Duke, obviously. North Carolina, Georgia Tech. Tech didn't play that bad last week. You know what? I'm going with Georgia Tech in an upset. I think if they... put on a better defensive, you know, the same defensive effort they did last week against Clemson. Yeah, I'm going. I'm taking Maybe they don't beat them, but I think they'll cover that 12.5-point spread. Yeah, that's what I think. Now, there's a big thing about how Miami and Florida State are, like, you know, not really good anymore. I was reading about that. I mean, they're both a mess because of the coaching hires they've made. And Florida State, obviously, with Jimbo Fisher, that was a big thing. You know, he let the program go, and I think it was because he was supposedly having some marital problems. That's why he went to A&M for his fresh start. But he left Willie Taggart in a mess, and Willie was fired in the middle of a rebuild. And Florida State basically gave him $20 million from the go away, and that's pretty good to get $20 million to go away. And then, you know, they bring in Mike Norvell, the godsend, and well, he's now in a rebuild now. In Miami, it's been a string of bad hires. I mean, Larry Coker, it was Randy Shannon. Let's see, who else? Al Golden. I mean, they made so many hires. I think one thing I do attribute the fall of Florida State and Miami to is I attribute it to the rise of Florida, mainly because when Coker and Bowen started to falter, Ron Zook actually was recruiting the hell out of Florida, and he was bringing all those Florida players, all the good Florida players to his program. The problem is Zook was a lame duck coach, so when he was fired, Urban took over, and Urban won national titles with Zook's players, and he continued on until he had some quote unquote health issues, and you know he retired, but. And of course, now everybody minds. But then, you know, once Florida Gators faltered a bit, then a lot of that Florida talent, they were going elsewhere. I mean, people love recruiting that state, as they do Texas. So many really good players and so many good athletes. You know, that's pretty much what happens there. I don't know what's going to happen with Florida State Miami, but they're not the programs they used to be. And it's a big reason why Florida State was trying to get in the SEC, because they're looking out for their interests, and they know that they're just, you know, they're not the program they once were, and they can't generate the money that they once were, so they have to go somewhere where they can get it, and that's why they went to the SEC, or at least tried to. Let's take a look at the rest of this weekend. Let's see, top 25. Let's go 1A, the entire 1A. Where are some of the games going on? Let's see. Tonight we got Wake Forest, Virginia. Ooh, we got two ACC games. Wake Forest, Virginia, Liberty and Syracuse. I already talked about those. I like Wake and I like Liberty. Starting out the September 25th, we have Penn State and Villanova. Both teams 3-0. Penn State should wallop them. You know, no ifs, ands, or buts. After, you know, Notre Dame plays Wisconsin. Gotta go Notre Dame in this one. Wisconsin doesn't have a passing game. Yeah, they're a joke. Let's see. LSU, Mississippi State. This is an interesting one. I gotta go with Mississippi State in this one. I just, Coach O, I think the... If he doesn't win this one, then the whole thing, the fire him, starts going on. Let's see what else we got here. No. SMU and TCU, another, you know, an old Southwest Conference matchup. Got to go with the Battle of Dallas, because you got TCU and Fort Worth, SMU and Dallas. Got to go with TCU, though. I mean, wow, Texas Tech and Texas, a whole bunch of Southwest Conference matchups. I'm gonna go with Texas Tech in this one. I don't know why, I just like them better. Anything else for this early slate? Washington State, Utah 1-2, Washington State 1-2 as well. I go with Utah in this one. There were some high hopes for Utah, but it doesn't look like it. Iowa and Colorado State, fifth ranked Iowa. got to go with them. Texas A&M and Arkansas, both 3-0. I'm going to roll with Arkansas at home. Then we got Baylor and Iowa State. Baylor is a lot better than what people are giving credit for. I mean, they're... Iowa State's a 7-point favorite. I'm going to go with the Baylor Bears over Iowa State. Rutgers and Michigan 3-0. I think Michigan wins this one. It's a 20.5-point spread. I think Rutgers will cover 20.5, but they're not winning it. Let's see what else we have. Is that it? Let's see. For the evening slates, we got Tennessee and Florida. That should be a good one. Well, not really. Florida should wipe the canvas with them. Although Tennessee may be looking better since they made some quarterback changes. Michigan State should wipe out Nebraska. Of course, there's Kansas State and Oklahoma State. You got to go with... I don't watch either one, but... Excuse me. I'll go with Oklahoma State. Kentucky and South Carolina. So, I mean, there's actually some pretty solid games on this weekend. I mean, some of them are conference clashes. West Virginia at Oklahoma. I got to go with Oklahoma. Akron, Ohio State. Got to go with Ohio State. As we look around the rest of these. Anything else of note? I mean, there's the Pac-12 After Dark. I mean, you got California, Washington. I don't watch either one, so Washington hasn't been the program they once were, so I go with California. BYU and South Florida, got to go with BYU. Arizona, Oregon, that's a sexy matchup, but Arizona's 0-3. Oregon should destroy them. And you got Oregon State and USC. Got to go with USC had a coaching change, so go with USC. And then you got Arizona State and Colorado. I'm going to go with Colorado. That's basically, pretty much the gist of the whole slate. I mean, you got a lot of conference matchups this week. I mean, a lot of Pac-12, a lot of SEC, ACC. I mean, it's a really pretty solid slate of college football this weekend. So, buckle up, folks. We got plenty more fun things, and fun more weeks. Is there anything else going on this week? Let's check on Twitter to see if there's anything else. There's nothing more annoying on Twitter than the well actually kind of person where you post something and they gotta correct you on it. Well, actually, who gives a flying fuck of well actually? But let's see, anything else? No, nothing else. No TGOM I play. All right, not much else, but I'll get into a little bit of the politics here, and I'm going to make a prediction here. Then in 10 years, Rex Chapman and Joe Rogan will do a podcast together. They'll have their own podcast show. That's what I'm going to predict. Because when I look on Twitter, I see one side complaining about Rex Chapman, and I see one side always complaining about Joe Rogan. And I bet you they're like a team together. They work. And in 10 years, they're going to be probably sitting on a podcast saying, hey, remember the time I did this? Remember the time I took, bear mace for my COVID? Remember all those videos I was posting and stealing people's content as my own? I think that they are going to have their own podcast together at one point. It's going to happen. That's my prediction. Anyways, guys, have a great weekend. I want to pit. Let's hope for a victory.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.